Now, that's not to say that I got to go out there and bet the house, but $2 or $5 or $10, I'll go play golf. But a man come to me and say, let's go play golf, and the first thing I'm going to say, how much I'm going to play for?
That's legal, isn't it?
Well, I bet between yourselves. Mm-hmm. But a man tell me to go out and play golf for fun, I tell him I'll stay at the house. And I'm not trying to make a living at it, but I got, the way I am, I got to have something to play for. Now, I can have some, playing cards. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody I want to beat real bad, well, I can get enough going right there to play. I don't need to play for money, but I just like to play for a little money. It just seems to juice thing up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But,
what about the horse racing? Didn't they vote?
No, they voted that down, too. I don't care anything about that. I don't like horse racing. If they put horse racing in here, I don't understand it. I've never tried to learn it because I've never had the chance to do it. Mm-hmm. If they'd legalized it and put horse racing in down here, I expect I'd learn about all this $2 stuff and win place and show business and go do a little bit, but, and I'd probably like it then, but I just, I think I've been once, and, I was quarter horse racing. I've been a couple of quarter horse races. I've never been to a purebred race.
Quarter horse racing is real fast, isn't it?
Yeah, they just race a short distance. You've lost your money before you know the race started. But, I don't know. It's just funny. There's people control of the state. It took years and years to get liquor by the drink. And it hadn't ruined the state. And they're picking up a bunch of tax money. Now, this isn't doing you any good here, is it?
Oh, go ahead. They didn't used to have liquor
by the drink? By the drink. No, you could go to a liquor store and buy a bottle, but you couldn't go in a bar and buy anything but a glass of beer. You couldn't sell your liquor by the drink unless it's a private club. And it cost you a bunch of money to join because they had to pay thousands of dollars to get a license. Now they've legalized liquor by the drink. Well, it's pure stupid not to have it because now a man will go in a bar and drink two or three drinks and go home. Before that, he'd go buy a whole bottle and bomb himself out of his skull. So it's a certain religious organization that got pretty good control of the state of Texas, and they whip that stuff around pretty good. They're fighting the gambling, too, but they're the ones that sneak out behind the barn and do all this stuff for anybody else, and they're always saying they're against it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to step on any, I don't want to step on any toes. You may be one.
Around here, I guess the majority of people are Catholic.
Yeah, but the Baptists got hold of the state by the throat. You Baptist?
No.
No, they got the state by the throat, and they're just against everything. But they're the first ones that'll do it when it shows up. They go out of town to do it, but they just... And when I was growing up around here, the Baptist preacher in town, they just... We're getting off subject here. I'm liable to say something better not go on that tape, but... It's just ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with legalized controlled gambling because people are going to gamble. There's a guy that's going to pick up his paycheck on Saturday and he's going to lose it, whether it's legal or not.
Mm-hmm.
And might want to get the state get some benefit out of it. They don't want it.
What sort of gambling do you like?
Me, I like to play cards. I like to gamble on the golf course, but aside from that, I like to play cards. I like to shoot the dice a little bit, but I pace myself. I'll never lose any more than I can afford. I'm not going to lose the grocery money, but there's some guys that they're going to get paid on Saturday, and they'll find a way to lose it Saturday afternoon, so you might as well take it from them and let the next man. They're going to blow it. They're going to find a dice game or a card game. They're going to lose that money before sunsets on payday. And so all I'm saying is that if there were three or four Las Vegases in the state of Texas, I think it'd be a good put, like around Houston. Maybe around Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio have, I'm not necessarily for scattering it out all over the state, but they could build up some nice casinos around. And, I just don't see anything wrong with it. There's people going to go in there and get themselves in trouble and lose more than they can afford to, but they're going to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's just costing them money to get to Las Vegas to do it now. But I say that